Hello?
Hello, is this Ethan?
Yeah, is this Dustin?
This is Dustin. How you doing today?
Hey, good, man. How are you?
I'm excellent. It's great to be speaking with you.
Thanks, man. Likewise.
Well, I want to ask you about the show you guys got coming up. Dengue Fever is going to be at the Cedar in Minneapolis coming up on April 10th, and you guys are playing with another band. Can you tell us a bit about the other band and, I guess, the tour that you guys are going to be on?
Yeah, the other band is called Tanarawin, and they're out of, like, Mali in Africa, and they're one of the best. They're one of our favorite bands. They're, like, really interesting music. I mean, they're kind of like... I mean, they've been on the cover of Mojo magazine. They're just, you know, they're like riding camels with electric guitars. They're very nomadic, you know, and their music is it's just powerful. So I've heard great things about their show. So we're doing a tour with them that starts in San Diego, California, and works its way all the way up the West Coast. And then we go into Canada, and then we come back into the USA and... just one state pretty much at a time. Well, not every state, but we slowly crawl all the way across the country, then go back up into Canada, and then down hit the East Coast and come through the South and back to Los Angeles where we started. So it's over a month-long tour.
Awesome, yeah. It's great that you guys are able to, you know, hit up all these different states and heading up into Canada. I know you guys have... a great fan base here in Minnesota. You guys are always having Minnesota dates. So are you seeing a lot of new people, you know, in the crowds when you guys come back around here?
You know, let's see. The last time we played in Minnesota, do you remember were you at the show?
Yeah, it was a part of like an arts or cultural festival, I think.
Oh, it was a cultural festival. Okay. Yeah, it's been, I mean, there's new fans at every show. It's like there's always a couple new fans. And then, I mean, this tour is interesting because we haven't opened for anybody for a long time. We've always headlined, you know? Like, we've always been, like, the main act for the night. And this one, we're opening for Tanarawin because we got a new booking agent, and we asked them. We really wanted to tour with Tanarawin, and we asked them, and they said, yeah. And so they hooked it up. So it's going to be an interesting mix. I'm hoping that our fans will, you know, get turned on to them and their fans will like, you know, we can get some new fans as well. Playing larger, venues, a lot of them are larger, like in Los Angeles, it's the Henry Fonda Theater, which I've never played, but I know it's, larger than what we normally play and, capacity. And then I know that Portland, Oregon already sold out, so they asked if we wanted to do a second show because we had the next day off. So we did that. So it's looking good. It's looking good so far.
Yeah, that is awesome. And I know you guys have played at the Cedar here in Minneapolis before as well. And I got to ask you, are you guys going to be doing maybe some new material on this tour? Are you guys working on some new stuff?
Yeah, we've been working on... I don't know if we're going to, I mean, I'm not sure what's new. We definitely, we're playing, I mean, our set is like a mix of all of our songs throughout our career. So there's a mix of songs, but like brand new as in not released. I mean, no, we're not going to be doing that yet, but we are working on new material where we've been, we went out to Joshua Tree, the desert here, and we just went to this house and brought our recording equipment, and we set up for like 4 nights. We're out there, and we're in the middle, you know, deep, deep desert, so there's like nobody, and I maybe saw one or two cars in the 4 days that we were there, and it was just, so we just would wake up with the sunrise and just go and just start working on tracks, new tracks, you know, just basically trying to come up with a bunch of new ideas and lay them down and then develop them on when we get back home. So we do have new material. We've probably got, and we've also Yeah, we've been recording a lot lately, but I think on this tour, I mean, I think we'll play, I'm trying to think if we play anything off of our last record, which is The Deepest Lake, but I'm not sure, you know, so every night could be a little different as far as songs go.
Awesome. Well, as far as new stuff goes, I got to ask you about your first couple albums. I know you're reissuing those with some new tracks. Can you tell us a bit about that and I guess what we can expect to see on those old ones? I know they were out of print for some time.
Yeah, so we started our own record label a couple years ago called Tok Tok Records, and we are now, we put out our last record, The Deepest Lake, on it, and that's like, so that's on Tok Tok, and then we were just like kind of building up capital as now a label owners. So now we were able to put out our first record because we own it, and our second record. So the first one is just our self-titled one, Dengue Fever. The second one is Escape from Dragon House. So we got those out, coming out on CD. Hopefully we'll get the press vinyl on it. It's just, one step at a time, but, we're excited. It's fun to do that. And there's some extra tracks on it, like some live songs at some shows around LA, I think. And some other places. I'm not looking at the material right now, but they're going to be like, the first record hasn't been available for quite some time. We've been out of it. So it'll be good for some fans, you know, that come out to all our shows and they are like, oh, I haven't had, you know, they get a chance to get it. So that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And it sounds like your label, the Tok Tok Records, is going well. I mean, you guys are allowed to kind of slowly release stuff on your own time and have control of everything.
Yeah. It's nice to have the control. And, I mean, we're open to, it's not like it's the end all of labels. Like, it's not, we're open to working with other labels in the future if we need to. This has been good. It's just been a good avenue for us to like, for our back catalog and for our last record, we were able to, have our own label and do it right. Because a couple times, it's been kind of, sometimes you have a label, and like, we got on a bigger label for a second, two records ago, and it was like, yeah, they just will put stuff, like, they'll send stuff out to your email list, and they wouldn't approve it, and it would just say the wording, you'd just be like, oh, man, it would just be not a good representation of what the band is or what we'd want to say to our fans or anything. It was just like, you know, just totally whack, and we're like, oh, so like, please don't do this. They kept doing that, and we asked if we could go, so we were let go, and then we're just like, well, you know, now we were talking to some other labels, some independent labels, and we're just like, oh, why don't we just start our own label and go that route, see how it goes. So we've got a good little team, and it's working for now. It's pretty cool. You know, it's a lot, though, with having to, you know, create the deadline, do the art, all the artwork, and all the, you know, we have to do, like, the liner notes. I mean, everything, it's just a lot of responsibility when it comes time to putting out anything, you know, like, even the back catalogs. It's like, it's not as simple as just like, oh yeah, let's just scan it in and do it. It's like everything, because it's been a long time, I guess. So, but we've got a couple people that really work hard and help us out, so that's great.
Yeah, it's definitely a different landscape nowadays as far as releasing music. It's not live and die by the major labels. It's great that you guys are able to, you know, be in control of that stuff and do, you know, what you want as far as representation. As you mentioned, nobody cares as much about your band as you do. So it's great that you're able to do that.
Thanks, yeah.
Well, I know you guys released a compilation a while back, too, with, you know, older Cambodian music. I wanted to ask you about that. Are you guys able to still, I guess, discover original stuff that you haven't heard before, or is it pretty much all been unearthed at this point?
I think that there's still some stuff that you could discover if you listen, you know, because there are a lot of songs that were recorded in that, you know, in Cambodia in the 60s. Yeah, I think you're talking about Electric Cambodia. That was a compilation that we put out, of like some of our old, more obscure songs that we really liked. And, but like, you could still find some songs, but I mean, there's been a lot of compilations that focus on 1967 to, you know, 1970, whenever it stopped. There's been several compilations on Khmer Rock, so the Cambodian psychedelic era. So there are already kind of the best of, definitely. And then there's the best of that are like, you know, a little more obscure. I think that's kind of what Electric Cambodia is. And then what you're asking, like, there's still good songs out there. Like, you know, if we wanted to, we've been asked before to compile another Electric Cambodia number 2, but we didn't want to. We just were like, we just wanted to leave it as is because I compiled the first one and then the second one. I was like, okay, I have all these other tracks that didn't make it on Electric Cambodia number 1. And I was like listening to them. So then from those, like, 12 tracks, I maybe pulled out 3 that I thought were strong enough. So it was like that kind of thing. Like, you could really, if you wanted to, you could find, you know, you could dig and find more always. There's thousands upon thousands of songs, you know, so I haven't heard all of it by any means, but I've heard lots of Sin Sisimuth. He's like the main songwriter. He passed away or was killed, but he alone wrote thousands of songs. So, just to hear his catalog is, that would take a long time. And a lot of his songs are slow love songs, so those ones don't really interest me as much as the ones where it's like psychedelic surf kind of vibe.
Sure. Well, yeah, it does seem like you guys, you know, Denegue Fever is really almost like the gateway to that style of music here in the States, kind of like the ambassadors in a way to everyone else who might not have access to it.
That's nice. I mean, that's cool. I guess it's like when we play, because no one else is really doing it in the States the way that we are. So it's usually if people start to research our band, then they kind of start to find some of the artists, you know, that recorded in the late 60s over in Cambodia, and sometimes they'd get turned on to it. Sometimes they become obsessed with it, kind of like I have. It's like, yeah, we get some people, we get this one fan who comes, he comes to like pretty much, he doesn't come to every show, but he comes to enough shows where like we're playing in, we were playing in, he lives in Bakersfield, California, right? It's like a couple hours outside of LA. And we were playing in this wine country out in Northern California, and he was there. And he was just like, hey, what's up? And I was like, oh, hey, how'd you get here? He's like, yeah, I just drove up this morning. And I was like, oh, okay. And then we're like in Cambodia playing, and then he's in the crowd. He's like, hey, what's up, man? I'm like, what are you doing here? And he's just like, hey, I'll never miss this. I was just like, oh, okay. He's like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to... Yeah, he was like all bummed. He was like, I can't believe you guys are opening for another band, man. You guys should be in. I was like, oh, man, come on. Yeah, like, he's just a little bit obsessed. But he's a really nice guy. He's a good person to have. He makes his friends go to our shows. Like, if they're within an hour, he'll, like, call them and be like, you have to go, and, like, make it a point. So those are the kind of people you want. You know, awesome. It helps when you're smaller band. Yeah,
definitely. Well, we're trying to do that here as well. I mean, we've talked to you before in the past and your brother. We've had Cenan on and Namal, and, you know, we're always willing to help you guys out. Again, your show coming up at the Cedar in Minneapolis on April 10th, and it's going to be great to see you again. I really appreciate you being on with me today, Ethan.
Sure. Thanks for having me, and look forward to, seeing you out there sometime soon.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks a lot, man.
Okay. Take it easy. Have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, this is Ethan Holtzman from Dengue Fever. You're listening to The Five Count. Stay tuned.